The Tuesday episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast has everything you need to know to kickstart your fantasy hockey week. We're doing a little who would you rather between two big-time D-men. We got big-time bets rolling out the door, and the Colorado Avalanche continue to get healthy. All the implications coming up on today's episode. Thank you for joining us.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Man, that music gets me fired up, and I hope it fires up all the listeners out there. It's a Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, Tuesday edition. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day. As always, I'm fired up that today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. Steele, we're going to get started in a very, very big way on today's episode with some extremely important news for the Colorado Avalanche, both fantasy, betting, and just in the standings implications. And we'll get to that first, but we also going to do a little who would you rather between two big time blue liners that are actually in different points of their career. And I think that's when you and I are going to really start splitting hairs and getting down to the nitty gritty between Brent Burns and Mikhail Cervachev. We're going to get there. Big time bets, we're going to get there. And we're going to continue to pay these bills by feeding you some winners. Steele, winning. That's something the Colorado Avalanche have been doing quite impressively over the last couple of seasons. And I think you and I can both agree there's no real take here other than, I would say, Bowen Byram is an absolute stud. And the Colorado Avalanche are going to benefit big time from it. And I think what you're going to mention is maybe the trade impact that this might have for this team at the deadline. A lot more pieces in the mix. Valeri Nichushkin comes back. He has been clutch. What do you think about what's going on in Colorado before we get to the bets, before we get to the who would you rather? Hit me with your take on this Colorado Avalanche situation, my friend.
Look, first of all, it's great news for the Avalanche to get both of these guys back. I have a take for both of them, both on Byram and Nichushkin.
Hit me.
But, you know, these two guys have missed a ton of hockey over the last couple of years, more so Bowen Byram than Nichushkin. Nichushkin has battled through you know, ankle injuries, and then the playoffs, he had a broken ankle, and he's playing through that. He's missed a couple of games, but even this season, they've had a ton of guys out of the lineup, and they've made do. They've made it work with what they had up until this point. Now they're getting a little bit healthier. You know, they're still missing Landeskog and Josh Manson, but they still have got it done, no matter what. And again, now it's the second half of the season. And it's crunch time. You got to put your head down, focus, and it's crunch time to make the playoffs. And I'm going to get to that for a little bit. But starting with Bowen Byram, because that's the big piece I want to talk about right now.
Yeah.
Like you said, right off the top, absolute stud. He is a great defenseman. He's 21 years old, turning 22 this summer. And he's proven over the stretches of the last few years when he's in the game that he can be an offensive threat. 17 points in 30 games last year, 5 points in 10 games this year. That's great for a young defenseman. The problem I have, though, is he's injury prone. He's missing too many games right now. And I understand that he's only 21, but he's only played 59 NHL career games up to this point.
Fair.
He was supposed to be a starter in the league when he got drafted. He's missed.
Yeah.
Maybe not a starter, but he was supposed
he's supposed to, and he's been a starter. It's just his injuries have impacted, and I'm not disagreeing with your take. Please continue.
Injuries have impacted, and, you know, this guy just can't catch a break right now. It's very hard to deal with, but, like, just looking at my notes right here and the injury history, he's dealt with, you know, multiple concussions, multiple lower body injuries. He's left the team for personal reasons at one time as well. He's missed too much time, and I think right now to get him back in the lineup is great for both Bowen Byram and the Colorado Avalanche because you got a month left until the NHL trade deadline, and this is where it comes into play right now.
Exactly.
Because you and I have talked about this. I truly believe either Bowen Byram or Sam Girard will be traded before the trade deadline if the Avalanche want to acquire a top six center or top six forward guy to add into their four core right now with McKinnon, Landeskog, Nichushkin. You know, there's a ton of guys, Rantanen as well, but I think it's a great time, and it's a great time to get Bowen Byram back in the lineup. It's also a great fit that he's playing with Sam Girard on the second pairing as well. These are two guys that are either going to showcase their skill sets and get moved, or it doesn't work out and they still get a ton of pieces back for Girard or Bowen Byram. So it is a great time for the Avalanche to get Byram back in the lineup.
Here's my thing. Byram has also been nasty in the playoffs last season, an effective 9 points plus 15 in his 20 games on the march to the cup last season. And there's a lot of ways that you can take what you just said. But for me, all that really matters is this team is improving. They're getting better, and now they're getting healthy. You got to pay attention to what's going on with the Colorado Avalanche. And I think also the Nichushkin wrinkle, yes, it brings some value to this team that now maybe it didn't have before in terms of some pieces that it can move. Maybe the Evan Rodriguez's of the world get moved somewhere along with a pick. I don't know. I'm literally speculating. I'm throwing out name steal. But the fact that they're getting healthy, to me, I don't think they move Byram. And I think you mentioned this to me a while back, and maybe it's because now he has been so injured. But this guy is a really good player, and he also plays with a bit of edge, and that's actually what's cost him, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
Playing too aggressively and getting himself hurt. But not to go too far down this Colorado Avalanche angle, because I want to talk about this who-would-you-rather situation with two big-time blue liners. We're going to get to big-time bets as well. But I think all that I need to know is here, Steele, Nichushkin, Byram, they're getting better, they're getting healthier, and they've already been right there as a really, really hot team. That's how I'm looking at this.
I will say this about Bowen Byram. I do think I would rather trade Girard over Byram any day. I'm just saying that at this point, if I'm the Colorado Avalanche, I'm spitballing here as well, just speculating.
For sure.
But the injuries come into play, and if you're sick and tired of him being out of the lineup, you could get a ton of return for Bowen Byram. Now, again, I will say I would take you get – You trade Sam Girard, you still get a ton in return for him as well. He's a solid
package of pick. You're not going to get for as much for Girard, but I'm with you on this take on Byram. Yeah, maybe you get rid of him now while he still holds value before he takes another knock to the head.
Exactly. The injuries are a big play for, and this is, again, crunch time for the Colorado Avalanche. You have just looking at the standings as well, you have a few games in hand to catch up in the top three of the Central Division right now. You're in the second wild card spot. You got to put your head down and grind this out because you've got Nashville and Calgary on your tails right now. You've got Edmonton barely holding on to the top wild card spot, and you know it's going to be a battle with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to play for in the second half of the season for the Avalanche. They've got games in hands, and getting these guys back is so important to them right now.
That just gets me fired up in about seven different directions, Steele, because that means postseason hockey is upon us. That means fantasy playoffs are upon us, and that means you need to be tuned and tapped into the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast Monday through Friday. Subscribe.
Yes, sir.
If you're on the audio side of things, drop a follow. Drop a little, we like the review, Steele. We like to hear the feedback. Are you guys feeling it? 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars? We need to hear it. But very quickly before we move on from this topic, Steele, I think lastly, the Colorado Avalanche have been rumored to be connected to so many different players at this trade deadline that you need to keep your eye on this team. They are going to continue to be active, whether you like it or not. Some pieces getting sold off might not be what you want to see, but what you definitely want to see is FanDuel as your number one spot to make some bets for this year's Super Bowl. It's the only app you need at your Super Bowl party. It's FanDuel, America's number one sports book. We are beyond excited for our new sports betting partner because today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. Locked On is hyped up because they are the number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel in America. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. There are so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. Download FanDuel now so you can bet on Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't bang. That sounds like something both Steele and I could use on the football side of things, but we're bringing the heat with the hockey. You can get that at FanDuel as well. They have everything from the money line to the point spreads to who will score the first touchdown in the Super Bowl. We've talked a lot about that. Jalen Hurts looking like where Steele's making his money, but head over to FanDuel for all the options. And the sportsbook with FanDuel, the app, it's safe, secure, and so easy to use. Best of all, you can get paid with your winnings instantly. I love making a little money and cashing out right away, Steele, and FanDuel brings that heat for you, getting you your money immediately. Join FanDuel today. .com, hit it up at /LockedOn and claim your no sweat first bet for Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook of the NFL.
And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. We're almost at 800 subscribers, people. Hey. Please hammer that sub button over there. Hit the follow, leave a review. Flip and I appreciate all the love and all the support from every single listener out there. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast for today's episode. Flip, it's been a while since we've done one of these. I can't even remember the last players we did for a Who Would You Rather Own on your fantasy
young
team.
Forwards, if I want to rewind.
It might have been a couple of young forwards. Look,
I think that's why we need to talk D-men today, Steve.
We need to talk some defensemen. The mind's going on me a little bit. I'm too young for that.
Yeah, that is too. That's usually my move, my man. What are you doing? You gotta hold me down, brother.
Two defensemen that have really played great this year. I found it.
Clayton Keller or Cole Caulfield over there a month ago.
There it is. Two.
So anyway, we're back. We're back, baby. And we're talking D-Man. Hit us off.
Yeah, we're talking D-Man for this Who Would You Rather Own on your fantasy team for this little segment right here. Two guys, like you said at the beginning, kind of at the different portions or different ends of the spectrum right now, where they are in their career, both still playing incredible hockey on the blue line, jumping in offensively. You alluded to it. Brent Burns or Mikhail Sergachev of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Two absolute studs. Yeah. I'll throw it over to you. Who would you rather have?
Yeah, and I guess maybe, and I'm maybe a victim of paying too much attention to my fantasy keeper and dynasty leagues and my year-to-year leagues. And maybe an indication of that is how poorly I've performed in our listener league. We haven't checked in on our listener league in a while. I've been getting dusted, and I haven't even looked at it in a while because it's just, like, embarrassing for me to look at. But when I look at this angle, and it's a clear lens for me, because year to year, I think you're going to win this argument, Steele, and I'll leave that to you because of how consistently awesome Brent Burns has been through his career, putting up offensive numbers, shots on goal, power play points, and otherwise, which I'll let you get to. Sergachev, for me, is the dynasty keeper piece moving forward at their points in their career, and that's how I'm looking at this. And yes, he's also stepped up and taken a big-time chunk of minutes from one of the best defensemen going over the last 15 years, in amongst those of Brent Burns, in Victor Hedman in Tampa Bay this year, really stepping up and eating that opportunity. And I think those 2 points are going to be hard for you to get back at me with, but he also does, in Sergachev, bring those block shots. He brings the PIMs. Yeah. I know probably equal with Burns on the PIMs, but Sergachev brings the block shots. He also brings in that, Steele, hits. He brings the more hits. That's what I'm trying to get to. Sergachev, for me, a lot more upside moving forward, but man, how good has Brent Burns been consistently over the course of his career? Also, moving from forward to D-men just shows me this guy can play hockey.
Yeah, and that's the thing with this, two players we're talking about right now. I'm trying to look at this with a little bit of a lens, a little bit of a microscope.
Thank you.
Because Burns has been in the league for 19 seasons now. Sergachev has been in the league seven or eight. He's been dominating for so long. So I'm trying to take this at this season alone. And we're talking about a 25-year-old Mikhail Sergachev and a 38-year-old Brent Burns. And I'm looking at this year alone. Yeah. I'm still taking Brent Burns over Mikhail Sergachev. Okay. 37 points in 51 games for Burns. Sergachev, 33 and 46. So no doubt, no question in my mind, both of these players have 50 points by the end of the season, maybe even a little bit more. They're just that dominant offensively, and Sergachev is having a step-out season as well. But the big difference for me, and you are right, Sergachev produces a little bit more hits. I believe, Sergachev has 62 hits.
97 blocks.
62 hits to Burns's 30 hits, 97 blocks to Burns's 61 blocks. So he's beating him in those categories by a little bit, 25% above it. But looking at the shots, Burns puts the puck on net way more than Sergachev.
True.
158 shots compared to Sergachev's 84 shots. Mm-hmm. Also, just looking at the total shot attempts, he's almost tripled. I think he's just doubled the amount of total shot attempts that he puts on net compared to Mikhail Sergachev. So that just produces a little bit more offensive side. But just looking at the stats again, both guys are very similar on the power play. They got 16 and 15 power play points or special team points. Very similar in points on the season as well. But the fact that he's getting it done at 38 years old, he's playing on arguably...
Yeah, it's impressive.
The second... Would you put the Carolina Hurricanes the second best team in the NHL right now? Top three at least?
They're right there, but I would definitely put them in the top two or three defensively. And Brent Burns playing good hockey this year factors into that. So, right there with both those takes. But if you don't mind me just amending and jumping in here very quickly, because everything you're saying is on point. I also just needed to show Mikhail Sergachev a little bit of love this way, and this is a bit different than what I usually do. But his second year in the NHL in Tampa Bay, 40 points and 79 games steal, he was 10th in Calder voting, and there were some really good players ahead of him that year. Clayton Keller, Kyle Connor, Charlie McAvoy, Matt Barzal, Nico Hischier, Pierre-Luc Dubois, and Alex DeBrincat. So I just wanted to throw that in that. There's a little caveat there. Sergachev overlooked, and this young in his career, I think he's going to start to get a lot more love. But honestly, Brent Burns is now also a benefit of playing on a really good team, like you made a point of, and you can't hate about having a defenseman on one of the defensively stingiest teams in the NHL.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. You know what I'm going to have to do now, Flip? Just so I can win this argument, I'm going to have to get Brent Burns, Mark Giordano, and Joe Pavelski, the 38-year-olds, on a call.
Wait, is it all their birthdays today?
It might be. It might be. All 38 Look, years old. They're up there in age right now.
Hey, Sergachev on point, on pace for 60 points this season. That's almost 20 points more than his career previous high. I just like all the directions that this guy is pointing in towards. Also, Victor Hedman's starting to show his age. I think is it's that as indicative as how bad he's been this season? No, I think he's going to bounce back. But also, this Tampa Bay team is a good one. I don't know, Steele. This is one of the more even ones that you and I have looked at because they are so, like you said, at the opposite ends of the spectrum on their career. For me, with the age and the upside, I'm going Sergachev, but I hear you on the effectiveness and just the beauticianness, if that's a real thing. It's not, but of Brent Burns. He's just a gamer. It's fun to watch him.
He is a gamer. Both guys are playing.
Confirm beauticianness, not a word.
I like it anyways. We might have to keep that as a, you know, as a segment on here. Beauticianness as a segment on the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast.
If you're feeling that segment, drop it in the comments. Hit the reviews. Hit the 5-star button. Let's get after it.
Let's get after it. Indeed, we are going to get to the big time bets. But Boom. This episode is also brought to you by Athletic Greens, our Boom. Next partner. Athletic Greens, they have a product that Flip and I literally use every single day. I like to take it in the morning right when I wake up. Oh, yeah. And I started taking AG1. Again, I've said this the last couple of times. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more energy throughout the day as well when I'm doing my workouts. And I just honestly hate taking pills and vitamins. I don't like it whatsoever. And so what I wanted to see what all the hype was about and what exactly is this stuff. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and probiotics to help you start the day off right. Like I said, I take it right when I wake up in the morning. No better way to wake up to than that AG1. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, and even your aging. It does so much for your health. And Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a very complicated supplement routine every morning, trying to recover from that gut health. And it cost him over $100 a day, which is just way too expensive. Right now, I'm saying right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every single day, every morning for myself. There's no need for different pills, for millions different of pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, one more time, athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on your favorite podcast platforms, including YouTube. So hammer that subscribe, hammer that follow button, go drop a review as well. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all the love, all the support that you show us on this channel and this podcast right here. Hopefully we're helping you back in return with some big time bets, waiver wire targets, of these different segments as well. Let's continue that. Let's continue to start off hot in the second half of the season, Flip. I'll throw it over to you.
Please.
I think there's six games on the schedule. What's your first pick right now?
My first pick, Steele, I'm looking at this Nashville Predators game, and I'm looking at it with this lens. The Vegas Golden Knights sputtered heavily going into the break. Mark Stone's news. This is just a team to me that is going to fade, and that's one that I'm going to fade from the betting side of things. Vegas are 1-7 over their last eight games. And yeah, they have a pretty good track record against the Nashville Predators over their last few. I don't know what it is, Steele. Maybe it's because on the money line, the Predators are paying me out at minus 126. They are a big time team in the second half. You and I have said that. We're going to continue to say it. But when I really look at the teams that the Vegas Golden Knights and the Nashville Predators played heading into the NHL All-Star break, the Golden Knights had losses against the Arizona Coyotes, Islanders, Detroit Red Wings. Are you kidding me? And then I look at the Nashville Predators, winning three in a row going into the break. How about those three games, Steele? Winnipeg Jets, New Jersey Devils, and LA Kings. So I'm going to go with what I've seen recently, and the odds aren't so bad. Nashville, money line, minus 126. Loving that first pick. Good home team, good second half team. Trending in the opposite directions, both of these clubs.
I don't even have to speak because you made all the points for me. I've also got the Nashville Predators on the money line against the Vegas Golden Knights. I just have a ton of faith in this offensive group as well as, you know, overall just the entire team. Juuse Saros is one of those studs that I really, really like and hopefully try to draft on my fantasy team.
That's where my confidence lies with this team is Saros.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I am with you, Predators on the money line. That's my first pick. Second pick of the night. I'm listening to you, Flip, here. I'm even going a little bit deeper. I'm taking the Oilers on the puck line against the Detroit Red Wings. I'm listening to you. This is a great schedule for them after the NHL All-Star break. Connor McDavid is probably super happy right now with what's going on with his next week as well. Mm-hmm. I like the Oilers on the puck line in this situation against a team that has had it a little rough this season so far.
Steele, my friend, my brother, my co-host, Oilers, money line, second pick, minus 162. I was going to go the puck line, but when I looked into their struggles overall in Detroit, the last 20 games, they only have 7 wins. But this is a totally different team, both ways. A lot of those wins between Edmonton and Detroit, if I look back at that 20-game span, you know, some of those trends you can't really take fully at face value, so this is a spot for me, Steele. Oilers are on this perfect little four-game start to the second half. I am going to they played great going into the second half. That's what I'm going to stick with. But I will also throw this out as I do sell up my Oilers money line minus 162 bet for my second pick. Tough couple days to make some money on the NHL board. It can be very up and down. Steele and I are highlighting some very good spots to take a look at, but that might just be one of those situations. Dial the bet back, make a couple of parlays, and save your bullets, save your money for the crunch time. Steele, you want my lock or should you fire with yours?
I'll fire with my lock. I honestly didn't know where to go with this pick. I wasn't really sure about the other matchup, so I ended up going with a player prop here. And I really like any time assist from Nikita Kucherov against the San Jose Sharks. He's got 14 points in 15 games against the Sharks, 7 goals, 7 assists. So I like this spot for Nikita Kucherov. He's an assist machine. I also was thinking about Steven Stamkos' anytime goal as well. So maybe Kucherov finds some Steven Stamkos action, but that's my lock of the night. anytime assist from Nikita Kucherov.
I like going to player props. If you're, you know, if you're jonesing to make a bet and you're not feeling the outcomes of games, this is the beauty of the development of betting on sports in Canada and just over North America over the last couple of years. You can literally dive into whatever you want. And what what the Colorado Avalanche have been diving into over their last eight games is 7 wins out of their last 8 games. Again, another team playing perhaps the best hockey out of any team in the NHL heading into the break. And that's where I'm going for my lock of the night steal. And yes, going into Pittsburgh, a good team, they're not getting a ton of love. Avalanche on the money line, actually, minus 102 is what I saw. I don't even know if that makes sense, Steele. Let me just double check that here. Colorado, wow. Right now, Colorado is actually getting plus money on the money line. There may be some injury updates that I'm not seeing. But what I am seeing is Byram and Nichushkin back in the lineup. And the Colorado Avalanche have 7 wins out of their last 10 overall. But what about going up against against Pittsburgh? That's what you want to know? Points in 9 of the last 10 games against this Pittsburgh Penguins team. I don't know, Steele. There might be something funky going on with these odds. But what I know is the Avalanche bringing those two bodies back into the fold after already playing so well over the last couple of weeks is where I want to be. Casey DeSmith might be in the cage again with Tristan Jarry up and down with his health. Avalanche, money line, lock of the night.
I like that pick actually a lot as well. I will this. I was looking at daily faceoff a little earlier because of the Bowen, Byram, Nichushkin. I was looking at where they would fit in the lineup. And in the roster, I didn't see Mikko Rantanen's name, but then I scrolled down to the top power play unit, and his name was still in the top power play unit. So maybe something's going on. Again, that's just
afoot. Yeah.
I don't want to confirm anything. Just keep your eye on the roster, daily faceoffs, make sure you're checking your lineups as well. But those are the picks, flips, lock of the night, Avalanche on the money line against the Pittsburgh Penguins. My lock of the night, anytime assist from Nikita Kucherov, my boy over there in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on your favorite podcast platform, including YouTube. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to miss out. And thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.